A lanky redhead walks down a cozy hallway eating toast.
I always knew we were a fairly odd family. First, there was me. Too tall, too skinny, too orange. My mum was lovely, but not like other mums. There was something solid about her, something rectangular, busy and unsentimental. Her fashion icon was the Queen. Dad, well, he was more normal. He always seemed to have time on his hands. After giving up teaching university students on his 50th birthday, he was eternally available for a leisurely chat or to let me win at table tennis. Then there was Mum's brother, Uncle Desmond. Always impeccably dressed, he spent the days just, being Uncle Desmond. He was the most charming and least clever man you could ever meet. His mind was on other things, though we never found out what. And then finally, there was Catherine, Katie, Kit Kat, my sister. In a household of sensible jackets and haircuts, there was this, what can I call her? Nature thing. With her elfin eyes, her purple t-shirts, and her eternally bare feet. She was then, and still is to me, about the most wonderful thing in the world.
Kit Kat gleefully runs.
All in all, it was a pretty good childhood, full of repeated rhythms and patterns. By the time I was 21, we were still having tea on the beach every single day, skimming stones, eating sandwiches, summer and winter, no matter what the weather.
Desmond lets his chair topple backward. At night, they project a movie onto the side of the house.
And every Friday evening, a film, no matter what the weather.
Everyone but Kit Kat opens an umbrella.
And then, once a year, the dreaded New Year's Eve party.
The lanky narrator makes his way through the bustling house party wearing a sport coat over a patterned shirt. He raises a beer as a pretty young woman waves in his direction. A handsome guy behind him moves past to greet her. A bubbly blonde grins and awkwardly bobs her head at the red-haired man. Mouthing words, he points at his beer and quickly retreats. Kit Kat faces a dark-haired young man.
You're absolutely gorgeous.
She touches his face.
I'm Katie. What am I drinking?
This is very expensive stuff.
He pours a drink into Kit Kat's mouth. Now they slow dance on the lively dance floor. Kit Kat's lanky brother dances awkwardly beside the bubbly blonde. She pulls the skirt of her dress over her face as she cheerfully bounces. Later, a goofy young man with messy red hair drags the lanky host through the party.
Come on, it's not even that. Come on, we're all going through.
He knocks a table full of drinks onto several guests. The lanky host cringes in horror, but his messy-haired friend leads them on. Now he stands awkwardly beside the blonde.
Six, five, four, three, two, one.
Leaning close, he shakes her hand.
Happy New Year!
The blonde nods and looks away.
Sorry.
Her face saddens. Kit Kat kisses the dark-haired man. Her lanky brother stands with a pained gaze as couples kiss around him. Morning. He wakes in bed.
And so I woke up the next morning, hungover, ashamed of myself, and not realizing it was the day that would change my life forever.
Kit Kat enters.
Get up, stupid.
The skinny teenager leaps on top of her brother.
Dad wants you.
Oh, hello. Sexy pajamas.
Now dressed, the red-haired young man enters a study where his slender father waits.
Ah, Tim, come in. Sit down.
Tim sits on a comfy leather couch.
It's very formal. Well, yeah. This is an odd moment for me, because I had the same moment with my father when I just turned 21, and after it, my life was never the same, so I approach it pretty nervously.
Okay. When you're ready, it's all very mysterious.
Right. Tim, my dear son. The simple fact is the men in this family have always had the ability to, this is going to sound strange, be prepared for strangeness, get ready for spooky time, but there's this family secret, and the secret is that the men in the family can...
He shifts anxiously.
Travel in time.
Tim lifts his brow.
Well, more accurately, travel back in time. We can't travel into the future.
This is such a weird joke.
It's seriously not a joke.
Tim shrugs.
So you're saying that you and Granddad and his brothers could all travel back in time?
Absolutely.
And you still do?
Absolutely. Although it's not as dramatic as it sounds. It's only in my own life. I can only go to places where I actually was and can remember. I can't kill Hitler or shag Helen of Troy, unfortunately.
Okay, stop. If it's true, which it isn't...
Although it is.
Although it isn't, obviously. But if it was, which it's not...
Which it is.
Which it isn't. But if it was, how would I actually...
The how is the easy bit, in fact. You go into a dark place. Big cupboards are very useful, generally. Toilets at a pinch. Then you clench your fists like this. Think of the moment you're going to, and you'll find yourself there. After a bit of a stumble and a rumble and a tumble.
Wow.
Is as good a reaction as any. I think I plumped for fuck, but it was the 70s.
No, this is so obviously a joke.
It's not a joke. Why would I lie to someone I'm fairly fond of?
Okay. But when I come back downstairs after standing in a cupboard with my fist clenched, you're going to be in so much trouble.
Well, let's see, shall we?
Smiling, Tim heads for the door.
Oh, and Tim, try and do something interesting.
So much trouble. I mean it, really.
Tim's father chuckles lightly as Tim leaves the study. Entering his bedroom, Tim stops and shakes his head, then moves to the wardrobe. He slides the hanging clothes apart. Stepping inside, Tim closes the double doors. A shaft of light leaks onto his face. As Tim clenches his fists and closes his eyes, a string of recent memories flash from the morning and the New Year's party. His eyes pop open. Tim swings the doors open and steps out with his brow tightly furrowed. Looking down, he finds himself wearing his sport coat and shirt. Tim turns around and presses a hand to the wardrobe, then shifts his wide eyes around the room. He cautiously peeks out of his bedroom door, then ducks back inside. Now Tim warily creeps down the stairs with a frightened gaze. His messy-haired friend greets him at the bottom.
Are you all right, Tim?
Yes. Yeah, good, Ace. Yeah.
Good, come on. It's nearly midnight.
Tim stops his friend from knocking over the drinks, then follows him with an astonished smile. He straightens his sport coat before joining the blonde. With confidence, Tim pulls her close and gives her a long kiss. She separates from him with a beaming smile.
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome, Polly.
Kit Kat kisses the dark-haired young man. Polly blissfully giggles. In his bedroom, Tim shakes his head, then slowly re-enters the wardrobe and pulls the doors behind him. The young time traveler clenches his fists. He steps out in his morning attire. Now in the study.
Does Mum know?
Not a whistle.
Strange.
And what about the whole butterfly effect thing? What can I say? We don't seem to have messed up civilization yet.
It's going to be a complicated year.
It's going to be a complicated life.
What have you done with it?
For me, it's books, books, books. I've read everything a man could wish to. Twice. Dickens, three times. Any first thoughts?
Well, I suppose apart from getting a slightly better haircut.
Yeah.
Money would be the obvious thing.
Very mixed blessing. Utterly screwed up your grandfather's life, left him without love or friends. I've never bumped into a genuinely happy rich person.
Well, it would be nice not to have to work.
No, that's a real recipe for disaster. Look what happened to Uncle Fred.
What happened to Uncle Fred?
Absolutely sort of wasted his life. You have to use it for things that you really think will make your life the way you want it to be. Come on, really think about this.
Well, to be honest, I suppose for the moment, it would be just great if it could help me get a girlfriend.
Wow. Massive.
Yeah.